There are 19 qualities of the Buddha. If we know the chief qualities of the pay respect to the Buddhas, why take the refuge? The Buddha has many told deeply the chief qualities. We can follow his teaching. If we follow his teaching, you will understand yourself. And if you want to get mature mind and stable, the five causes or the five ways. Now I get the matter, the first way. The first cause, you associate with the Bhajiva persons. Bhajiva. If you associate with Bhajiva persons, their behavior, manners, honors, their manner, their honors. At that time, can also can become Bhajiyas. The story of two pair of brothers, right? So also, the children associate with Bhajiva parents. They also can become Bhajiva ones. That story also I already explained to you about story the children of Anathapindika who donated Jetavana monastery. His three daughters, they also attained enlightenment, especially the first, because of their parent, Anathapindika. And so also his son, Kala also, right? First of all, he did interest the Buddha and Dhamma and his disciples Sangha. He never pay respect to the Buddha and his disciples. He never go with, and therefore his father told him, go to the monastery of Sangha, calm, quiet, right? First, Uposatha day. After Opsa every step in the morning, he came back. Next, Uposatha day is about day also. His father was sick with 1,000 coins. If you go to monastery or sa every set, the mat talk from the Buddhas. You get one pass. I will get you. You want to get 1,000 coins. At that time he listened the mat talk from the Buddhas. He want to get one pass. Just if you get one bar, you will go back. We accept the 1,000 coin. A, his mind. Keep the matter with the supernatural power. He cannot get one bar immediately. And so He listened attentively, carefully at that time. Slowly, slowly, he reached the first day of enlightenment. Upon lower existence, because he became this sort of body part and fruition, he will never reborn lower existence. He will reborn higher existence, human existence, celestial existence, and finally he will reach liberation, nirvana. Now Kala reached the first of enlightenment because he knows himself, the Dhamma. And therefore, next morning, he didn't go back immediately. He followed. When he arrived at home, he welcomed the Buddha's offer. His behavior, this benefit, because of his father, he got. If he didn't associate his father, so children associated with Vajra parents, children can be kind. Vajra ones. Parents associate with Vajra's children or sons and daughters. The parent also can be kind. I want to tell about the story. In the Buddha's time, in the lifetime of the Buddhas, there was a man named Gogadaka Buddha. Gogadaka means Kambucha. Buddha means son. Gogadaka Buddha means Gogadaka. He was young. He went Takasila countries. Went to the Takasila countries. He approached to the Goswami and asked, to attend this, to study his education. Goswami, education. Approach a Goswami and asked to his appearance. He studied. After some time, his teacher, Goswami, wanted to test the skill of his students. He wanted to use his pupil. So he said to his Gogadaka Buddha, "My pupil, I have to make my journey. Using these materials, make beautiful ornaments while I am gone." So his teacher then left his worship. When he returned, he asked his students, "Have you finished your work?" At that time, Gaukādhaka Buddha presented the beautiful ornaments he had made. His teacher saw his skill. As his pupil was skillful, intelligent, and well-mannered, the teacher Goldsmith married his to his daughters, to his daughter. Gaukādhaka Buddha later became very prosperous with children of his own. However, Gaukādhaka Buddha did not perform charitable deeds, did not observe the moral precept or practice meditation. He didn't do any wholesome deeds. His two sons became goldsmiths and moved to Savatthi. Gaukādhaka moved to Savatthi. They were dedicated devotees, taking refuge in the triple gem, namely the Buddha and Dhamma and Sangha. That is triple gems: Buddha Saranagasami, Dhamma Saranagasami, Sangha Saranagasami. This means his two sons believed to the Buddha and Dhamma and Sangha. When their father, Gaukādhaka Buddha, grew old in age, they took their father, and attended to him, food, clothes, dwelling place, whatever he needs. Their son supports their father. One day, the Buddha and some of his disciples were offered arms house of Gaukādhaka Buddha's son. They offered Buddha and his disciples their house. After they all had finished their meal, the son bowed to the Buddha and said, "Venerable Sir, the alms food offered today is not for our benefit, but for the benefit of our father. In honor of his donation, on his behalf, please give him a Dhamma talk." They asked the Buddhas for their father. Right? The Buddha then offered a Dhamma talk to Gaukādhaka Buddha as follows: "Gaukādhaka Buddha, you are now like a withered leaf. You have become overripe. The messengers of death are near to you. You are at the end of your life. You have made no provision of wholesome deeds to take with you and to your existence. You must perform wholesome deeds That way acts as an island on which you can stand. Try with great effort to gain wisdom and to dispel mental defilements. If you free yourself from these unwholesome defilements, you will go to the Sotawasa abode, where noble ones stay. The Buddha gave the talk to their father, right? Gaudama Buddha. The Buddha gives directly, you are like a withered leaf. You have become overripe. Right? The messenger of death are near to you. You will die very soon, directly there. Therefore, you should do wholesome deeds, wholesome deeds. Try with the great effort. And therefore, the Buddha gave the matter. Especially if the Buddha gave him about morality, about concentration, about wisdom. About wisdom, right? In listening attentively to the discourse given by the Buddha, Gaudama Buddha attains the pathway of enlightenment, Sotapatti path and creation. So he has the verse very short. If you look at this verse, explain very detailed how to observe and practice meditation. And therefore he listened attentively. And therefore he understand about mental and physical, about cause and effect. That's inside knowledge. Inside. The Buddha gave the matter to reach Sotawasa abode. Sotawasa, the Anagami noble ones, they reborn that abode. Not everybody can reborn that abode. Only the third state of enlightenment person. But he cannot reach like this. He can reach the the next day also, the Buddha and his disciple were sat again by the son of Gaudama Buddha in their house, in their home. Right? Two sons again set respect to the Buddha and requested a Dhamma talk for the benefit of their father. Secondly, also they invite to the Buddha and his disciple offer food. After meal, they said to the Buddha, Benarile Sa, to get married. Secondly, also the Buddha gave the matok. Another verse, similar verse. Gaudama Buddha, you are now overripe. It is time for you to go to the realm of death. There will be no interval, and there are no provision of wholesome deeds to take with you. Buddha gave again, Gaudama Buddha, give Dhamma talk again, Gaudama Buddha. He listened attentively, carefully, with mindfulness, with concentration. So, after listening to the matter, he attained the state of enlightenment, anagami path and creation. If he dies from this present life, he will be born. Sodawasa abode. Sodawada. There are five Sodawada abode. Aviha, Attaba, Sudasa, Sudasi, Agnetas. This is called Sodawasa abode. This time also the Buddha hit the matter very detailed. How to observe the mental, how you can understand the mental and physical phenomena, and therefore he can reach the state of enlightenment. So, we practice meditation also. We should get inside knowledge. We should get inside knowledge. If you want to get inside knowledge, we should complete with the morality, first of all, right? First of all. If you observe morality, five precepts or eight precepts, at that time, you complete with the morality. It's called Sila Visuddhi. Sila Visuddhi. Sila means morality. Visuddhi is pure. Visuddhi. Pali Sila Visuddhi. If you want to reach higher inside knowledge, higher existence, you should observe morality. If you didn't observe morality, you cannot reach. Even though we did it complete before you practice meditation. But before you practice meditation, you can observe morality. At that time, you complete. Every time before we practice meditation, we observe morality. At least we complete with five precepts. Morality, you can complete. You complete. At that time, if you complete morality, this morality also can take you, can bring you higher existence. Even though you didn't get higher inside knowledge. If you complete with the morality, you can reborn higher existence. Human existence, celestial existence, Brahma. You will never reborn lower existence if you complete with morality. There are many benefits according to moralities. Because of moralities. Many benefits. If we complete morality, we should practice meditation, right? Now we practice meditation. Meditations, there are two kinds of meditation. Samatha meditation, Vipassana meditation. Inside meditation. We should know that. Samatha meditation means its concentration, stronger concentration. And get jhana state. This is called Samatha meditation. Now we didn't practice Samatha meditation. We practice inside meditation. We didn't establish deliberately Samatha meditation. Establish moment concentration, moment concentration. We can count 3, 2 concentration, moment temporary concentration. Moment concentration means you and mind stay every moment. For example, seeing moment, hearing moment, smelling moment, tasting moment, touching moment. Whatever object arises, you know that seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting. Or you know rising, falling. That's the main object. And the other object, more evident for you, you know other objects, for example, pain, or heart, stiffness, that object. Even though the object change, your concentration cannot change. Because from this object, go to the another object. This is, at that time you get concentration, moment concentration. And therefore we establish moment concentration. If you get moment concentration strong and strong, stronger and stronger, you can see clearly the mental and physical phenomena. If you get concentration, your mind are pure. Your mind are pure. At the moment, defilement cannot arise in your mind. Greed, hatred, delusion, pride, restlessness, doubt, etc. This is called defilement. If you note every moment, rising, falling, sitting, touching, or pain, or hearing, whatever object arises, if you can note that object, this defilement cannot arise in your mind. At the time you get concentration. It's called moment concentration. Then we should know samatha meditation or vipassana meditation. Don't miss. But if you want to practice samatha meditation, you can practice. But you only observe one object. Again and again. If your mind go away, come back to the main object. That's only one object. There are many objects in the Buddha's teaching. 40 objects. You have to choose one object. Whatever object you want to practice at that time, note that object more and more. That object, first time you put in that object. Next time, even though you didn't see the object, your mind clearly that object. For example, first time you put the object. Next time you put away. Even though you put away, your mind stay on the object. At that time, you can stay a long time. 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, stage. There are 5 factors of jhana stage. First stage of jhana. Vichara, priti, sukha, ekagra. If you want to practice samatha meditation. Now we teach you vipassana meditation. We didn't establish samatha meditation. We establish moment concentration. This moment concentration also stronger and stronger. You can see the object clear. It's called concentration. If you get concentration 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, 4 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, for example, at that time, defilement cannot arise in our mind. is called Citta Visuddhi. It's called Citta Visuddhi. Citta means consciousness. Visuddhi means pure. You can get second state, Citta Visuddhi. First of all, Citta Visuddhi, you get, you observe morality, right? If you practice meditation, you can get concentration. Momentary concentration is okay. At that time, you get Citta Visuddhi. Your body action, verbal action, mental action are pure that moment. And therefore called Citta Visuddhi. Citta Visuddhi. If you get concentration, get Citta Visuddhi, you can see clearly mental and physical phenomena. For example, you know the rising, falling, rising, falling. If you note rising, falling, rising, falling, what did you see? If you can't in that view, you should report, I know rising, falling. When rising, falling, this is called in that view. During noting meditation, if you know rising, falling, what do you see? You see tension, this ultimate reality. It's called paramattha. This tension we call vayodhatu, element of air. Element or air. If you see tension, vibration, movements, you see air element. This ultimate reality is called paramattha. This tension, vibration, movement, not you, not soul, not self, just tension, vibration, movement. You will see clearly. Yes. Say, rupa parisera jnana. This tension vibration movement called air element, and therefore called physical phenomena. This is insight, wisdom. If you see clearly, this is called insight, called wisdom. If you know more and more, more and more, that's a physical phenomena. And slowly, slowly, you will know, noting mind also. Your mind go to the object. At that time, you see two things. Rising and knowing mind. Rising and knowing mind. Falling and knowing mind. You will see clearly. That moment, there are only two things. Rising, knowing mind, falling, knowing mind. There are no soul, no self. Only, there are only mental and physical phenomena. You can see separately. You can see separately. At that time, you can get inside knowledge. And therefore, if you practice meditation, not carefully, not ardently, it is called nama rupa prasada jnana. Namas mental, rupa physical, prasada means separately, jnana no. It's called wisdom. We should know. We should get this wisdom also. Should get this wisdom also. Go step by step, inside knowledge. And therefore, don't worry about that. If you listen to Dhamma talk, you understand from the Dhamma. If you practice in practically, you will see yourself, this Dhamma, At that time you believe the Dhamma or the Buddha taught Dhamma. I see myself. Morality, concentration, the wisdom. There are only two things. Every moment, if we are aware, there are only two things, mental and physical phenomena. Right? If you know pain, pain sensation is called vedana. It's called vedana. Or sometimes you can see hot, cold. This is also physical phenomena. See the hot in your body, right? Or sometimes you can see cold in your bodies. That also physical phenomena. Hot, not you, not so, just hot. It's called fire element. Hot also fire element. Whatever you aware the objects, they are mental and physical phenomena. But you should only one physical or mental phenomena. We don't need to all mental and physical phenomena. Or piety date. You don't need just only one. We should understand they are unique characteristics. Or nature characteristic. There are many mental and physical phenomena. They have their own characteristic. Own characteristic. For example, air element. His characteristic, tension, vibration, movement. If you aware that see tension, vibration, you see unique characteristic. If you see hot or cold, that's fire characteristic, fire element. Hot cold characteristic of fire element. And therefore we should understand one, you see hot, if you focus hot, what happens to hot? Increase or decrease or disappear. You can see. And therefore, first of all, you see unique characteristic. And secondary, you see arise and pass away. They never stay a long time. Every moment they arise and pass away, they arise and pass away. And therefore, you see characteristic of mental physical phenomena. You will see moment characteristic. Moment characteristic means they arise and pass away. They arise and pass away. If you see arise and pass away of mental physical phenomena, you will see impermanence, suffering, no soul, no self. It's called common characteristics. In Pali, anicca, dukkha, anatta. Right? Anicca, dukkha, anatta. If you see clearly impermanence, suffering, no soul. This main characteristic. Everybody should see impermanence, suffering, or no soul, of mental and physical phenomena. So, we should understand slowly. If you listen to the matter of if you practice meditation, you will see yourself. At that time, you can, this Dhamma is really, it cannot describe other therefore, practice more and more, you will understand more and more. Should listen to the matter also. If you listen to my Dhamma, you understand about Dhamma. This is from the Dhamma. You didn't really see yourself. If you want to see really yourself, you should practice meditation. Should understand inside knowledge, right? Inside knowledge. So, the Buddha talked, give Dhamma talks, Gokataka Buddha, right? First day, he attained, first day of enlightenment. Second day, the Buddha gave Dhamma talk, he attained the third state of enlightenment. Because the Gokataka Buddha, if didn't associate with his Vajraya sons, he cannot get this benefit. You should. Now his son Vajraya person, they and they believe the Buddha and the Mahasangha. They want to believe their father also. The Buddha and the tradition, right? And therefore, they do their father, but you are once. They support their father. Not only property, food, clothes, dwelling place, in other ways, suppose with Dhamma talk. Because of Vajraya sons and daughters, parents also can become Vajrayas. You see this story, right? You see this story. So, if you want to be Vajraya once, but your parents, but your teachers, you should associate. But your friends, but your relatives, who will become but your ones. You can reach inside knowledge, you can observe morality, you can practice meditation, you can reach inside knowledge. And finally, you can reach liberation. And therefore, this first course, if you associate with Vajraya One, you can reach many benefits, right? Many benefits. So, now, you associate with Vajraya friends, with Vajraya teachers, and therefore you can now do many wholesome deeds, many morality wholesome deeds, concentration wholesome deeds, wisdom wholesome deeds, right? And therefore, very important, associated with Vajraya persons. To be enough. Now, today you practice meditation the whole day. You get a lot of merit, a lot of wholesome deeds. Though many times, these wholesome deeds can bring you higher existence. We should do wholesome deeds happily. Everybody should do wholesome deeds because we want to get good benefit. We want to get liberation. We want to get nirvana. And therefore, shouldn't forget to do wholesome deeds. If we have time, we should do wholesome deeds. Right? Okay, enough today. May you be well. May you practice well SMS.